Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A liquor, lovely song coming out of there, taking us to 20 minutes to 1. And that lovely song entitled Mountain of Life by Zoe. If you've just tuned in, this is Heart to Heart with myself, Lukho Mgwediputi, and a very happy Wednesday to you if you've just tuned in. Might have missed what we're talking about today, but Better Than You Realize is the title of our read for today. I'll share it with you again later on, but you know, there's a whole lot of times in our lives where I think we belittle just how great God is in our lives, because we are perhaps not where we want to be, or things have not played out you know, quite the way we had expected them to play out. But like I always say, if you can just sit down and do stock take off the goodness of God, of the things that he has done in your life, what he's continuing to do, how much he has sustained you, be it kept you. And I know you're probably thinking, hey, but a lot is falling apart. But what about those things that are falling into place in your life? Have you really stopped and thanked the Lord for all those things? Because it's very easy to complain. Honestly, it doesn't even take much effort to complain, especially to complain about all the things that are not going right in your life. It's easy to say, oh, but I'm not achieving this. Oh, but I should be here in life. You know, I should be achieving certain things. But if you could, in the midst of that trouble, in that midst of that heartache, look at the brighter things or the brighter side of life. You know, beginning of this month, exactly about 14 days ago or 13 days ago, might I say, because it was the 1st of August, I remember a call that came through and I got the saddest news. Like I told you guys, I was actually at home for the past couple of months, since January up until mid to end June, when I moved back this side and I joined you, our Radio Pulpit family. Now, before, you know, I was at home and I got to spend time with my brother, got a daughter, some time in March. It was really, really beautiful. Though, I'll be honest, you know, we were also quite anxious because we learned of the complications that she came with. You know, she was born with Down syndrome, there was a hole in her heart, and there were quite a lot of fears. But I think also, when you have seen similar situations, you know, you tend to think, hey, things are just going to be okay. You know, I remember saying to my brother, you know, growing up, we had a neighbor who, that we had a children's home, actually. There was a child who was born with Down syndrome in that, you know, children's home, and he had a hole in his heart. And so, for me, that was a success story. I was really optimistic. I had so much faith that, you know, things were really going to turn out beautifully. And also, most recently, my brother updated me. He was like, no, you know, we've got a date to go to the Red Cross Hospital. She's going to have her heart surgery. And so we were really just hopeful and all excited, you know. I honestly could not wait to see her grow. And on the 1st, I get a call from my mom. As per usual, I mean, my mom calls almost every single morning. It's the first thing she do. She'll call. She wants to hear my twins' voices. And that's just our life. So she calls me and she says, I'm not even going to waste your time. Unfortunately, we lost Iana this morning. Hey, I'm like, Kaibo, mama, what's this about? She literally just descended on me and I was like, Kaibo, What are you talking about? She says, yeah, I'm not even going to complicate matters. We're actually at the morgue now at the hospital, and they're going to release the body, and we're going to go bury her. And I'm sitting on the other side of the phone, frozen. I'm like, Lord, could you really allow this to happen? Is this even possible? I mean, look, we had all been shocked with the outcome, but we were all like, oh, man, she's going to live. We'll watch her grow. Well, but those are the news that dropped. And in that moment, like I said to you, I could not even see the brighter things of life anymore. I was like, Lord, I can't believe. I mean, I got attached to her. I spent so much time with her while I was home. Could you really just allow her to vanish just like that? And you can imagine, I'm so far away from home. I can't even go bury her, because in my culture, it's going to be done immediately. Long and short of it, I sat and I thought, Lord, this is a big blow. I really don't know. I spoke to my brother that day. I sent him a text because I was so afraid to call him. And His words are what comforted me the most. I'll tell you what he said later. Just stick around.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Ya inkwaso, Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
Greetings in the name of the Lord. This is Elijah welcoming you all in this new series titled 12 Great Women of God. We would like to look into one of these great ladies who is recorded in history because she does worth to be in human history. Sarah is her name. I call her a woman who experienced a great miracle. Remember, when we talk miracles, you can argue with science, you can argue with politics, you can argue even with sport, goals scored, but you cannot argue with a miracle. Sarah, a great woman of God who was a wife to a great man called Abraham, she experienced a miracle by giving birth to a child when she was written off by nature, written off by biology, written off by autonomy, written off by physiology. But she broke those traditions because God was in it. I would like us to learn from these women to believe in miracles, to expect miracles, to experience miracles. Don't just fight against miracles because you have not yet experienced a miracle. For an example, I am not a lady and I will never be a Sarah in my life. But in 1960, I experienced a miracle of being born again. I was born a sinner just like any other person. The Bible says we have all sinned and we all miss the mark. I was a religious person because I was a member of the Presbyterian Church. I did catechism and I did well academically about what we were taught in catechism. But I was not born again. I was bound by sin, bound in fear, witches, witchcraft, because my parents were traditional healers. But in 1960, after hearing the gospel preached in an open-air meeting and testimonies by Assemblies of God, young girls and young boys, I heard the gospel for the first time preached under the power of the Holy Spirit. When the altar call was made, I was the first one to run to the front with both of my hands raised. That's when Jesus came into my heart and I felt something lifting off me from the feet upwards. that miracle of salvation, that miracle of being born again, that miracle of experiencing the power of the blood of Jesus, that miracle of experiencing the power of the cross. When I confessed my sins to God, He did not only forgive my sins, but He cleansed me from all unrighteousness. And I immediately responded by putting my hand in my pocket, pulling out my dacha, threw it to the ground, my smoking materials, my dirty handkerchief, which I used to use to sniffle benzene and petrol in order to get high. And from that day, I became a brand new creature. The old was passed away and everything became new. And I immediately experienced the joy of the Lord and freedom from darkness, freedom from evil spirits, freedom from bondages, because whenever Christ sets you free, you are free indeed. So we must never underestimate the miracle experienced by Sarah when she gave birth to a child, when she had gone past midlife crisis, when she has gone past menopause, when she has gone past hormonal revolution. At her old age, she conceived and gave birth to a child. We live in a materialistic world where we are brainwashed, where we have been taught and influenced to only believe what men can do, what science can do, what technology can do, what human beings can do. But I call upon not only women of the world, but I call all the citizens of the world, the over 8 billion people of the world, let us develop a childlike faith to believe in miracles, that God can do the impossible. God can do what man cannot do. Even in our contemporary world, where currently the whole world is going through serious challenges, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, economically, environmentally, for a miracle, we can look to God. Even now, as we grapple with so many challenges that concerns our families, our churches, our governments, our society, we can look to God, because God is bigger and His kingdom is bigger and more powerful than any other power. You know, when Jesus prayed that His kingdom should come on earth, I tell you, it was a holistic prayer. It is only when we are open to the kingdom of God to come to our hearts, to our families, to the church, to the business sector, to our parliaments, to our governments, to our SADC, to our United Nations, to our G7. When the kingdom of God comes, a miracle will happen. There is a passage of scripture in Acts chapter 8, verse 8, that blesses me any time I read it. I read it with a childlike faith. I don't read it like a theologian who did theology for 8 years. It ignites in me the joy, the hope, and the faith to expect miracle and miracles that can be brought to us by the preaching of the word of God, preaching of the gospel, when the kingdom of God comes, like the kingdom of God came to Samaria through the preaching of Philip, who was not even an apostle or a bishop or a prophet or anybody big. He was just a deacon, and the Holy Spirit sent him to Samaria. As ordinary as he was, he did extraordinary things in Samaria. When people got saved and they were transformed, the Bible says in Acts 8 verse 8, and there was joy in the city. What does that mean? After the preaching of the gospel, after the kingdom of God came, after the word was preached, after the signs and wonders happened through Philip, crime went down, corruption went down. There was love, respect, and submission and loyalty. There were no demonstrations and strikes. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes, he does what human beings cannot do. Let us learn from Abraham's wife. Let us learn from Sarah to be open to miracles, even against all odds. I am a lover of South Africa, the beautiful. I believe a miracle can still happen. South Africa is a beautiful country. Africa is a beautiful continent. I always say Africa is not poor. It is the African who is poor. It is God's will for us under the sun to experience God's great grace. May the Lord bless all of you listening. Develop a desire to be like Sister Sarah and believe in miracles. You will enjoy life. This is Elijah. May God bless you.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.